وقل رب زدني علما.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، we still have the class from the رسالة عقيدة الرازيين رحمهم الله. Who remember one of the name of one of the two scholars who this creed, this aqidah is being narrated from? Abu Hatim Razi, Hassant, the other sheikh who knows? Abu Zur'a al-Razi. Abu Hatim Razi, when did he die? 200? نعم. When did he die? 277. Abu Hatim. How old Abu Zur'a? 264. How old Imam Bukhari? 261. How old Imam Ahmad? 241. Imam Shafi'i? 204. Imam Malik, 179. Abu Hanifa, when Imam Shafi'i born, 150. The year Imam Shafi'i born, 150. Abu Hanifa, he died, 150. So did he took knowledge from? Did Imam Shafi'i take classes from Imam Abu Hanifa? Why not? Yes, لم يدركه. The day Imam Shafi'i born is the same day Imam Abu Hanifa died. How can he take knowledge from? And the same year. طيب. The first مسألة, this Ahl al-Ilm, they mentioned these two scholars, Abu Hatim, Abu Zur'a, they took it from the scholars, they met them in all the Muslim land, in Hijaz, in Iraq, in Egypt, in Sham, in Yemen. Was he mentioned that the iman is what? The faith is what? قول وعمل واعتقاد is the statement of the tongue, the belief of the heart, and the action of the limbs. The iman, is it one thing or it's a branch? Branch, does it increase or is it one thing? It increases and decreases. Okay, there are two groups who differ in that chapter, the chapter of Iman, faith. Who are they? The Murji'a and the Khawarij. Murji'a, they themselves are four groups with regard to the definition of Iman. One group of them, what do they say about Iman? It's just knowing it. Ma'rifah. Just knowing it. Even if you don't believe, they say you have. You are a believer of Iman, you are a believer of Islam, just if you know Islam exists. Okay, the second group, those who say Iman is what? Just the tongue, even if you don't believe it. If you say you are Muslim, if you say La ilaha illallah, but you don't believe it in your heart, they say you are a believer in Islam. Subhanallah. Third group, they say the Iman is what? Who are the Asha'ira, the most of them? The Iman is the heart. They give it the meaning, the linguistic meaning, which is to believe it in the heart. But that's not the meaning of the Sharia. The best of the Murji'a, who are also wrong this Mas'ala. They really wrong. Who are they? Those who say the Iman is the belief of the heart and the statement of the tongue. Who are they? What? Murji'atul Fuqaha. Murji'atul Fuqaha. Murji'atul Fuqaha. The Hanafiyya. The Hanafiyya. طيب. We move to the next point. قال المؤلفان رحمهم الله. قال العالمان أبو حاتم الرازي أبو محمد عبد الرحمن بن أبي حاتم الرازي عبد لا أبو حاتم الرازي وأبو زرعة والقرآن كلام الله غير مخلوق بجهات بجميع جهاته. ليس كان مسألة والقرآن كلام الله غير مخلوق بجميع جهاته. And the Quran is the speech of Allah. It is not created in all its aspects. In all its aspects. Quran is kalamullah. غَيْرُ مَخْلُوق بِجَمِيعِ جِهَاتِهِ in its all aspects. Ahl Sunnah, they believe what the alim here mentioned. Al-Quran kalamullah. It's two aliman. And Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, what he said in his book, Usul Sunnah, والقرآن كلام الله وليس بمخلوق ولا يضعف أن يقول ليس بمخلوق. قال فإن كلام الله ليس ببائن منه وليس منه شيء مخلوق. وإياك ومناظرة من أحدث فيه ومن قال باللفظ وغيره وما وقف فيه فقال لا أدري مخلوق أو ليس بمخلوق وإنما هو كلام الله فهذا صاحب بدعة مثل من قال هو مخلوق وإنما هو كلام الله ليس بمخلوق. الإمام أحمد said Quran is the speech of Allah and it is not created. And the person shouldn't fall short to say Quran is not created. Because he shouldn't say Quran is a speech of Allah and stop. No. That is the origin. Before the fitna, before any virus they come, it was sufficient to say Quran is a speech of Allah. Not necessarily to add, it is not created. But after there are some any virus come, they say Quran is a speech of Allah and it is created. Now you have to say Quran is a speech of Allah and it is not created. The Sheikh said the Quran is not distinct from Allah Azza wa Jal. And nothing from Quran is created. And the Sheikh said, be aware of arguing and debating with those who invented in the issue of Quran. They come up with something new. There is a newly invented matter with regard to the Quran. He said, avoid those people. Don't debate with them. Don't argue with them. They build their belief based on philosophy. Opinions from the Greek and the like. Don't debate with them. They may trick you. Stop. Quran is a speech of Allah. It's not created. The Sheikh said, also avoid وَمَنْ قَالَ بِاللَّفْظِ وَغَيْرِهِ. The one who said بِاللَّفْظِ. When it comes to the Quran, he said بِاللَّفْظِ. There are the group of people, Asha'ira, Sufiya today, those the Sufiya they follow, Asha'ira, they divide the Quran into two. They say Quran هو كلام الله النفسي وقرآن مخلوق. They say لفظي بالقرآن مخلوق. لفظي بالقرآن. The one who say, he said the Sheikh, likewise, the one who said, I don't know it. Quran, is it created? It's not created? I don't know. The only thing I know is the speech of Allah. The Sheikh said, this is an innovator. He is the same one. He's like the one who said, huwa makhluq. Quran is created. Wa innama huwa kalamullahi laysa bimakhluq. Quran is only speech of Allah. It's not created. Now, this issue, it's an issue that some of the scholars of Ahl Sunnah, they were killed. They dead. Because they say Quran is a speech of Allah, it's not clear. And Imam Ahmad, rahimahullah, they beat him badly. In a way, a part of his body dead. He been in a jail, being beaten years. Because he was saying, Quran is a speech of Allah, it's not created. It's a description of Allah. It's one of the attributes of Allah. It's not one of the creation of Allah. Okay. Here's the question, why Ahl Sunnah are so stick to this issue until some of them even dead, some of them being tortured, not giving up? Why, on the other hand, the innovators are so aggressive to this issue? In such a way, they're ready to kill the one who doesn't agree with them, even if he's Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, even if he's that great alim. Why? This is very important to understand. Ahlul Bid'ah, when they refuse Quran to be speech of Allah, to be a description of Allah, do you know where they're coming from? This issue is a branch. Quran is not a speech of Allah, is a branch of something else. General principle. What is that? Allah, they say, Barakallah Abu Yasir. Those Ahlul Bid'ah, they say Allah doesn't speak. Therefore, they say Quran is not a speech of Allah. So any kind of speech, Allah doesn't speak. That's what they say. Okay. Allah doesn't speak also is a part of a general principle. What is that? Allah nafyu sifat. They negate the description of Allah. They say Allah doesn't have description. Some of them, they negate all the description from Allah. Like the Jahmi, Ghulatul Jahmi. They say Allah doesn't have name, doesn't have description whatsoever. Mu'tazila, they said, Allah has names, no descriptions. Maturidiyah and Asha'ira, those whom the Sufiyah, they follow them, they say, they divide. Some descriptions mention Quran and Sunnah, they accept it. Some of the descriptions mention Quran and Sunnah, including Quran being the speech of Allah, they reject. Why? Why they reject the Quran to be the speech of Allah? Why they reject Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to speak? Why did they reject Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to have two hands? He mentioned his Quran, Prophet mentioned the Sunnah. Why they reject Allah to be above his throne? Why? Adil Manan. Why they reject it? Allah mentioned in the Quran, why they rejected what Allah mentioned in his book? Allah said, Ar-Rahman al-Arsh istawa. Ar-Rahman, the most gracious, the most merciful, rose over the throne. Why they reject? Allah mentioned he's above his creation. يَخَافُونَ رَبَّهُمْ مِنْ فَوْقِهِمْ. Angels fear their Lord who is above them. Allah هو القاهر فوق عبادي. Allah is فوق عبادي, above his slaves. Allah mentioned the Quran was sent down. Angels go up. تعرج الملائكة إليه. إليه يصعد الكلم الطيب. The good speech goes up to Allah. Never you see go down to Allah. Why they rejected that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is above his creation? He is not inside his creation. Why? Amir. Abadir. They use their aql. They use their aql intellect. What that intellect is? Na'am. أحسنت فروا من التشبيه فوقعوا التشبيه ثم التعطيل والعياذ بالله. They say if they affirm that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sees, Allah hears, has hearing, Allah has sight, seeing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala above his throne, Allah speaks, Allah has hands, Allah has face and the like, they say they must that necessary to resemble Allah to his creation. And Allah, we all know, laysa kamithlihi shay. Allah is unique. Allah is one. No one similar to Allah. No one looks like Allah. No one resembles Allah. No one equal to Allah. No one equivalent to Allah. Allah is wahidun ahad. Therefore, they say, if they believe Allah has this description, then the state to single out, to resemble Allah to his creation. If you say Allah has faith, means creation has faith, that's what it means. Al-Sunnah, they say no. Laysa kamithli shay, Allah said. None is like Allah. Wa huwa as-sami'u al-alim. And Allah is the all-hearing, the all-seeing. Even though Allah has hearing, even though Allah has seen, but yet that is unique to Allah. No one resembles Allah in that. Na'am. So affirm the attributes of Allah, but at the same time negate to resemble Allah to His creation. We believe Allah has hands. مَا مَنَعَكَ أَن تَسْجُدَ لِمَا خَلَقْتُ بِيَدَيَّ. Allah said to Iblis, what stop you, what prevent you to bow down to one, to that one I created with my two hands. Two hands. بَلْ يَدَاهُ مَبْسُوطَتَان. The two hands of Allah, مَبْسُوطَتَان. Why you reject? They say, Ahl Sunnah, they say, we affirm what Allah mentioned is Quran, but at the same time we believe laysa kamithli shay. Nobody looks like Allah, no similar to Allah. There is an incident I always like to mention because it makes us understand. These people who say they're running from tashbih, resemble Allah to His creation, Shaykh Muhammad Amin Shanqita rahimahullah, he said these people are majaneen, they're crazy. You may say how this great alim, great mufassir, usuli, sahib adwa al-bayan, Shaykh Muhammad Amin Shanqita rahimahullah, the sheikh of the ulama of our time, how he saying the one who rejected the attributes of Allah based on that in the states to resemble Allah to His creation is crazy. How he says? You may ask that question. But when you know where the sheikh come from, you say that's true. He said, those who reject the attributes of Allah, they say, no, Allah doesn't have hands. Allah is not above the throne. Allah doesn't have face. Allah doesn't have. Why? Because if we say that, that means we're similarizing Allah. We resemble Allah to His creation. He said, the example of that, and please take homework and tell me where Sheikh Muhammad Amin Shaqid said that. If you bring it home, where he said, which book he said that, tomorrow night, inshallah, I owe you $10. I mentioned $10 because that makes us sometimes motivated. Al-Muhim, Sheikh Muhammad Amin Shanqiti, he said, it's like someone to give example. Whenever Allah's description is mentioned, they negate. No, 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 don't say. Otherwise, you resemble Allah to His creation. He said, it's like someone you say to him, this is close to, I don't remember the wording. He said, it's like someone you say to him, I have seen your father, mashallah, he had a very handsome face. He said, no, 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 don't say my father has face, because you're resembling then my father in this case to the horse. Horse has face. MashaAllah, I have seen your father, his handwriting. MashaAllah, I like it. Don't say my father has hand, because you're resembling then to the elephant. MashaAllah, I have seen. So whenever you mention a description, attribute to of his father, he said, no, don't say my father has face. Don't say my father has hand. Don't say my father this. Because you're making my father look like resembling the horse, resembling the animal, resembling. Is this person healthy or crazy? Crazy. You just assume that somebody you're talking to, whenever you mention about his father, he said, don't say my father. Otherwise, you're making my father. This is not healthy. He must be sick. The sheikh said, if this is the case, this is the case of someone when a creation is mentioned, he bring in another creation. How about the case of someone when Allah, the creator, is being mentioned, he brings a creation? Don't say Allah has this because you resemble Allah to His creation. Isn't He more crazy? Yes, wallahi. أشد منه جنونا وأبعد منه عن الصواب. So the description goes back, the one being talked about. Even the creation themselves, the creation themselves, they have the same description, but they're different. Yes? Your watch has a face. Yes. Barakallahu fiqh Mikael. Your watch has a face. Some of them even said, if we say Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has hearing, that will necessitate what happened to the human of having dirt in their ears. A'udhu billah. That's what they said in their books. This it necessitates. Therefore, Allah is free from that. Allah is perfect. Therefore, Allah does have hearing. Philosophy. Now you have this mic, where people, maybe on the other side of the earth, people they hear. This hearing, it has hearing. That's what it conveys when I'm saying it. It does have, it has flesh, ear, Naam, the camera. It has face, it has eyes to see with. That's why it pictures you. This is the creation. So a human being has hearing, the camera has, the mic has, the radio has, the TV, the like, and it's totally different. The ant, that small creature, and the elephant, both have hearing, both have, it's different. So it depends who you're talking about. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala Azza wa Jal has Azza wa Jal the best descriptions and attributes beyond our imagination. Al-Imam al-Qudama fi Lum'at al-I'tiqad, he says whatever comes to your mind means to imagine Allah. No, Allah is far from that. Allah is beyond that, subhanahu. So we believe every description Allah mentioned, that in a way that fits Allah's greatness and majesty. So Quran, those who say Quran is not a speech of Allah, it's coming from Allah doesn't speak in general. They say Allah doesn't speak. Okay, if Allah doesn't speak, subhanahu wa ta'ala, is this a completion or this deficiency? This is deficiency, wal'iyadu billah. Allah said about those who worship in the cow, أَلَمْ يَرَوْا أَنَّهُ لَا يُكَلِّمُهُمْ وَلَا يَهْدِيهِمْ سَبِيلًا. Don't they say, see, that means the cow, they worship it, doesn't talk to them, and it doesn't guide them. So this is deficiency. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks. This is a completion. Sifatu kamal. How many ayat in Quran, Allah said, قَالَ اللَّهُ وَإِذْ قَالَ اللَّهُ وَإِذْ قَالَ اللَّهُ يَا عِيسَى وَإِذْ قَالَ اللَّهُ. Remember when Allah said, how many ayat Allah said, وَنَادَيْنَاهُ, we call him. فَاسْتَجَبْنَا لَهُ, we answer to him. We respond to him. وَإِذْ قَالَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ رَبِّ أَرِنِي كَيْفَ تُحْيِي الْمَوْتَى. Remember when Ibrahim said, oh my Lord, how you create the dead? Who Prophet Ibrahim addressed to? Allah. وَإِذْ قَالَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ رَبِّ. He said, oh, when, I remember when Ibrahim said, oh my Lord. So he addressed Rabb, he addressed Allah. Allah said to him, قَالَ أَوَلَمْ تُؤْمِنْ. Allah said, don't you believe it? قَالَ بَلَى وَلَكِنْ لِيَطْمَئِنَّ قَلْبِي. Say, oh Allah, yes, I believe, but I wanna, my means increase knowledge. And my heart to be settled. Extra knowledge. قَالَ فَخُدْ أَرْبَعَ. Allah said, so and so. So there is no, Allah didn't talk to. Allah didn't talk to Prophet Ibrahim. Allah didn't talk to Prophet Musa. Allah said in Quran, وَكَلَّمَ اللَّهُ مُوسَى تَكْلِيمًا. وَكَلَّمَ اللَّهُ مُوسَى تَكْلِيمًا. تَكْلِيمًا مفعول مطلق. للتأكيد. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what's كلم الله? Allah speak to who? To Musa. تَكْلِيمًا is speaking. Does have another meaning. They say, no. It's not وَكَلَّمَ اللَّهُ. No, it's وَكَلَّمَ اللَّهَ. To make Prophet Musa the one who speaks. Okay, if you play here in the book of Allah and you twist it, what are you going to do with the other ayah? وَكَلَّمَهُ رَبُّهُ. وَكَلَّمَهُ رَبُّهُ. They cannot say رَبَّهُ. Because وَكَلَّمَهُ, that damir never can be fa'il. وَكَلَّمَهُ. هذا الدمير, it can never be fa'il. It either be في محل النصب or either be في محل جر. So they must say وَكَلَّمَهُ رَبُّهُ. It's Allah who talked to him. The point is, they rejecting that Allah speaks, they rejecting. This is where it comes from. So this is, therefore, Ahlul Sunnah, they refute them. I haven't seen alim who refute these people in detail in this issue like Imam Ibn Jarir al-Tabari. Al-Imam Ibn Jarir al-Tabari, listen what he said. قال القرآن كلام الله وتنزيله. إذ كان من معاني توحيدي. فالصواب من القول في ذلك عندنا أنه كلام الله غير مخلوق، كيف كتب وحيث تلي وفي أي موضع قرئ، في السماء وجد وفي الأرض حفظ، في اللوح المحفوظ كان مكتوبا، وفي ألواح سبيان الكتاتيب مرسوما، في حجر نقش، في ورق خطة، في القلب حفظ، وباللسان لفظ. فمن قال غير ذلك أو ادعى أن قرآنا في الأرض أو في السماء سوى القرآن الذي نتلوه بألسنتنا ونكتبه في مصاحفنا، أو اعتقد ذلك بقلبي أو أضمره في نفسي أو قاله بلسانه دائنا به، فهو بالله كافر حلال الدم، بريء من الله، والله منه بريء، بقول الله عز وجل: بل هو قرآن مجيد في لوح محفوظ. وقال عز وجل: وإن أحد من المشركين استجارك فأجره حتى يسمع كلام الله. فأخبر جل ثناؤه أنه في اللوح المحفوظ مكتوب، وأنه من لسان محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم مسموع، وهو قرآن واحد من محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم مسموع في اللوح المحفوظ مكتوب، وكذلك هو في الصدور محفوظ، وبألسن الشيوخ والشباب متلو. قال أبو جعفر: فمن روى عنا أو حكى عنا أو تقول علينا فادعى أن قلنا غير ذلك فعليه لعنة الله وغضبه ولعنة اللاعنين والملائكة والناس أجمعين، لا قبل الله له صرفا ولا عدلا، وهتك ستره وفضحه على رؤوس الأشهاد يوم لا ينفع الظالمين معذرتهم، ولهم اللعنة ولهم سوء الدار. الظاهر is maybe the Sheikh is one of those they accused them. He's saying Quran is clear. Many ulama have been accused. Many scholars back days were accused something they free from, including Ibn Jarir al-Tabari, including Imam Bukhari. That's why he authored the book Imam Bukhari, خلق أفعال العباد والرد على الجميع وأصحاب التعديل, because they accused him. He's saying Quran is مخلوق, which is a lie. Ibn Jarir al-Tabari, the same thing. Al-Imam al-Muzani, Sharh al-Sunnah, the same thing. That's the reason he wrote down the. This is a big fitna. That happened when? The time of Salaf. The time of Salaf, ulama, scholars of Ahl Sunnah being accused something they have nothing to do with it. Do you think it's not going to happen our time? A student of knowledge or a sheikh will not be lied on. People will not accuse him falsely. And it was happening in the time of the Imam Bukhari, the time of Ibn Jarir al-Tabari, the time of Imam Muzani. It must happen. Therefore, you should be careful. Blindly following and saying what people are saying without ilm is very dangerous. وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ. You may become a wali, a adu. You may become تُعَادِي وَلِيًّا لِلَّهِ. مَنْ عَادَى لِي وَلِيًّا لِلَّهِ فَقَدْ أَذَنْتُ بِالْحَرْبِ. Allah declare war on the one who take one of his ally as an enemy. So one of the ulama, or one of the students of knowledge, who is a wali of Allah, you take him as an enemy. It's very dangerous. Al-Muhim. So the Sheikh, he said, that summarized, he said, Quran is a speech of Allah. Whether it is recited, whether it is written, whether it is heard, whether it is in the Lawh al-Mahfud, it's in the Quran, the elders and the children, they have it. In all aspects, it's the Quran, it's the speech of Allah. He's refuting the Asha'ira, the Sufi of today. The Sufi, they say Quran is two type, two category. One Quran, they say, is kalam al-nafsi, is a kalam qa'im bi-dhati Allah Azza wa Jal. It's a Quran, it's in Allah's soul, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Quran, it's in Allah. They say that Quran is a speech of Allah. That Quran, which is the speech of Allah, Allah wrote it down, created in Lawh al-Mahfud. When Allah created in Lawh al-Mahfud, it became creation. There, Angel Jibril is taken from it. So the Quran being recited in the Mus'haf today, we recite, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, they say it's not a speech of Allah. But the one in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which Allah doesn't speak, it's in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that's a speech of Allah. Bayjuri, one of the famous Asha'ira of late years, for it was from Azhar, he explained the book of Ash'ari called Jawharatu Tawheed. He says that the Quran is too kalamu nafsi ghayru makhluq wa kalamu lafzi makhluq. But he said we shouldn't say that the Quran we're reciting in the Mus'haf is a creation. We shouldn't say that. Except when we are in a class of teaching, we are between the student of knowledge. Now we say, otherwise we leave it kalamullah. It's a speech of Allah. When we address in the public, Quran is a speech of Allah. But if we are a sha'ira, what do we mean? The one in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah's soul. We don't mean the one we're reciting it. Why? Because the amma, the layman, the general, they will think like we are saying what Jahmiyyah said, that Quran is creation. We don't want to look like the Jahmiyyah. So they say what we recite is a creation. Quran being recited is creation. Imam Ahmad, he refutes what we have mentioned already. Anyone who say lafzi, my recitation, any bring these words, is a mubtadi. Quran is speech of Allah, is not a creation. Allah speaks. What is the proof that Allah speaks? All those ayat, why they saying Allah doesn't speak? They run from what they call, they say, if we say Allah speaks, that will necessitate that Allah has voice, and that the speech of Allah consists of letters. And this is not the, it's not suitable for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to speak. Subhanallah, how about if in the hadith, as in Bukhari, Sahih Bukhari, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala azza wa jal yunadi bi sawtin. Allah call out with voice, azza wa jal. حديث صحيح البخاري قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول الله عز وجل يوم القيامة يا آدم يقول لبيك ربنا وسعديك فينادي بصوت إن الله يأمرك إن الله يأمرك أن تخرج من ذريتك بعثا إلى النار قال يا ربي وما بعث النار قال من كل ألف أراه قال 999 فحينئذ تضع الحامل حملها ويشيب الوليد وترى الناس سكارى وما هم بسكارى ولكن عذاب الله شديد نعوذ بالله من ذلك. وعن عبد الله بن أنيس رضي الله عنه يقول سمعت النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول يحشر العباد فيناديهم بصوت يسمعه من بعد كما يسمعه من قرب أنا الملك أنا الديان لا ينبغي لأحد من أهل الجنة أن يدخل الجنة وأحد من أهل النار يطلبه بمظلمة. الصحابي عبد الله بن أنيس صحابي سأل Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, يقول الله عز وجل. Allah is saying, عز وجل يوم القيامة on the day of judgment. This Ahlul Bid'ah, they say the speech of Allah, it was one time. Allah doesn't speak after that. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, in this hadith, Allah عز وجل will say on the day of judgment. It's not something in the past. It's something will happen in the future. يا آدم أو آدم الله أدريس بروفيت آدم our father يقول لبيك ربنا وسعديك فينادي بصوت الله will call out with a voice ينادي was ينادي call بصوت now with voice is a nas is text you. Is exactly what the Ahlul Bid'ah they refuse it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will call out with voice. In the other hadith, in Sahih al-Bukhari also, the Prophet ﷺ said, يُحْشَرُ الْعِبَادِ the servant will be gathered. Meaning at the day of judgment, فَيُنَادِيهِمْ بِصَوْتٍ يَسْمَعُهُ مَنْ بَعُدْ كَمَا يَسْمَعُهُ مَنْ قَرُبْ. Allah will call them with voice, The one who is far hears as the one who is close hears. Allah will call them, will call His creation, and they will hear Allah His call. The far one, the one who is far in distance, and the one who is close, they hear how? The same way. They hear the same way. What Allah is going to say, أنا الديان, أنا الملك, أنا الديان. What's the Malik? I am the king. I am the king. So is somebody else saying that? Can someone else say that? No, it's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who is speaking. As Allah said in ayah, لمن الملك اليوم لله الواحد القهار. That's after everyone died, including the angels. And Allah will say, لمن الملك اليوم? Who is the kingdom belongs to him today? Nobody answer. Everybody dead. Allah answered to himself, subhanahu. لله الواحد القهار. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks بصوت وحرف. أهل السنة say that. بصوت with voice and letters, because Quran consists of letters. And these letters, you cannot hear it without harf, without voice. What Allah said in Quran, as Imam Jalil Tabari he mentioned here. So the Sheikh he said, بل هو قرآن مجيد في لوح محفوظ. Nay, the Quran is Quran al-Majid. Is that what's Majid? A glorious Quran. This is the Quran being talked about. The Quran, we have it. Allah is revealing the Quran. He revealed to Prophet Muhammad is Quran is a glorious Quran. في لوح محفوظ. And it is in لوح المحفوظ. So whether it's in لوح المحفوظ or whether it being recited by Prophet Muhammad sallam, still it is the Quran al-Majid. It's the speech of Allah. Allah said, وَإِنْ أَحَدٌ مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ اسْتَجَارَكَ فَأَجِرْهُ حَتَّى يَسْمَعَ كَلَامَ اللَّهِ. Allah addressed who? Messenger Muhammad sallam. Is one of the mushrikeen ask you shelter, safety, give him حَتَّى يَسْمَعَ كَلَامَ اللَّهِ. What's the meaning? Until يسمع until he hears كلام الله, speech of Allah. So these groups, deviated group, they say this كلام الله is مخلوق, it's not speech of Allah. Speech of Allah, they say, the شاعرة كلام النفسي. المهم, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala عز وجل speaks to whom he wills, when he wills, Azza wa Jal. وهذا صفة كمال لله عز وجل. It's a description of perfection. والقرآن كلام الله غير مخلوق بجميع جهاته. What it means in all its aspects is where it's recited, where it's written, where it is heard, where it's in لوح, in لوح المحفوظ, it's in the Quran, it's in words, it's on a paper. It's a speech of Allah. It's a speech of Allah. So now if you hear Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, you hear a speech of Allah. But the voice is the voice of the creation. You hear my voice. But what I recited is speech of Allah Azza wa Jal. It's not from me. It's from Allah Azza wa Jal. Tayyib. So this mas'ala, anyone who says Quran is not the speech of Allah, Ahl Sunnah, they consider he is innovator. وعلى ذلك, all Sufi are innovators. All Shia are innovators only in that issue, because they reject the Quran to be speech of Allah. That's just a general, not a specific person. So how you seek knowledge from someone who is innovator? He invented. So this masala is not easy. Next faqra, Shaykh Abdul Shaq Ubayd al-Jabir hafidhahu Allah in his sharah Takhil al-Aynayn bi sharh Aqidat al-Raziyyin, he said, وكان الأئمة من الصحابة وأئمة التابعين في أول الأمر يكتفون بهذا القرآن كلام الله ولا يحتاجون إلى غيره، يعني إلى أن يقولوا وليس بمخلوق. وذلك لأن الإسلام غض طري خالطت بشاشته القلوب، فاستغنوا بما عرفوه من كتاب ربهم وسنة النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم عن البسط، حتى جاءت الجهمية وورثتهم وبئس الوارث المعتزلة، وجاء الخليفة العباس المتشيع وهو جاهل، واستولت عليه بطانة سيئة من المعتزلة، فألقوا في قلبي أن القرآن مخلوق، فاقتنع بها وآمن بها واحتوى هذه المقالة وحمل الناس عليها لا سيما العلماء بالقوة، فقتل البعض وحبس البعض حتى مات، وحبس البعض حتى مات، فقتل البعض وحبس البعض حتى مات. وكان البعض مشردا طريدا، فاضطر السلف إلى أن يقولوا القرآن كلام الله منزل منه غير مخلوق، منه بدأ وإليه يعود. وهذا دليل على أن أهل السنة يزنون أمور بميزانها ويعبرون حسب ما تقتضيه الحال زمانا ومكانا، فبسطوا هذا البسط ليسدوا الطريق على سائر أهل الأهواء. الشيخ حسين الشيخ عبيد حفظه الله summary: the الصحابة and the أئمة of the تابعين they used to say Quran is كلام الله speech of Allah and they didn't need anything more until the جهمية and those who inherit them of معتزلة come and the خليفة العباسي المتشيع هو متشيع هو جاهل ignorant and a bad companion from the معتزلة took over him and they make him they convince him that Quran is created this Muslim leader and then he believed that and he called people to it by force. He killed some of them, he jailed some of them, and some of them he deported them. Therefore, the Salaf started saying Quran is a speech of Allah, it was revealed from Allah, it is not created, it started from Allah, it's going back to him. So the beginning, Ahl Sunnah used to say the time of Sahaba and those Tabi'in, Quran is a speech of Allah. They were not adding, it's not created. But when a group of people come who say in Quran, it's not a speech of Allah, it's a created. Another group come, they say Quran is a speech of Allah and it is created. Another group come, they say Quran is a speech of Allah. We don't know, is it created or is it not created? Another group, they say Quran is speech of Allah when it's in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but when it's in the Mus'haf, is a created. When all these wicked group come, Ahl Sunnah, they didn't stop saying Quran is speech of Allah, rather they add, and it's not created, to close the door on all those deviators. Then the Sheikh said, until one of the Muslim leaders come, he believed that philosophy, that creed, that saying Quran is created, it's not a speech of Allah, Allah doesn't speak, and he started calling people to it. He killed some of them, he put jail some of them, he kicked them out some of them. Then the Shaykh said, فَقَوْلُمَ الْقُرْآنُ كَلَامُ اللَّهِ يَعْنِي حُرُوفُهُ وَمَعَانِيهِ فَمُعْتَقَدُ أَهْلِ سُنَّةِ وَالْجَمَاعَةِ أن القرآن كلام الله لفظه ومعناه كيفما تصرف فيه تلي بالألسن أو حفظ بالصدور أو كتب في المصاحف لا يخرجه كل ذلك عن كونه كلام الله. ولهذا قال الإمامان بجميع جهاته اللفظ والمعنى والكتابة. وقديما كانوا يقولون الصوت صوت القارئ والكلام كلام الباري. الصوت صوت القارئ والكلام كلام الباري. So when they hear Quran being recited, they say the voice is the voice of the reciter. But the speech is the speech of Al-Bari, Allah Azza wa Jal. So Ahl Sunnah, they believe whatever Allah mentioned in his Quran, Subhanah, what the Prophet ﷺ mentioned in the Sunnah of Allah's descriptions, Allah's attributes. Where is Allah having speech, Subhanah is speaking, Subhanah, and Quran being the speech of Allah. Whether it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala having two hands, Allah mentions his book. Whether it is Allah having a face, as he mentioned in his Quran. Whether Allah being above his throne, subhanahu, not in the creation. Ask you today, the Sufi sheikhs, ask you where Allah is. What are they going to tell you? Some of them, they get mad. If you ask some of them where Allah is, they get mad. They say, don't ask this question. They get mad. And some of them, they remain patient. But what answer they give to you? They say Allah is everywhere. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam wanted to test a slave girl to free her if she's a believer because of her belief. To reward her with her belief, to free her. This is in Sahih Muslim. He asked her a question. Ain Allah, where Allah is. She said, "Fi sama." He said, "Man ana?" She said, "Anta Rasulullah." He said, "A'tiqha fa innaha mu'mina." When Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked this lady, "Ain Allah, where Allah is?" She said, "Fi sama." Allah is up. And she not only a statement, she also pointed out her finger to up. A statement and action. This is what the hadith says. Then he asked, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, second question. Man ana, who am I? She said, anta Rasulullah. She said, anta Rasulullah. You are the messenger of Allah. When she said you, she pointed to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When she said messenger of Allah, she pointed to up. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to the man, her master, free her, she's a believer. She was free. How someone, a Muslim, especially a sheikh, comes today and says you cannot say Allah is up. Allah is everywhere. Yes, the knowledge of Allah, the power of Allah, subhanahu, is everywhere. But he, subhanahu wa ta'ala, is above his creation. Allah is bigger than his creation. Azza wa jal. In Quran, what Allah said, "Aamintum man fi sama." Are you safe from the one who is in where? In up. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what he said, "Irhamu man fi al-ardi yarhamkum man fi sama." Have mercy upon the one who is on earth to have mercy upon you, the one who in fi sama, in up. Many ayat, many hadith say, no, don't say Allah is up. And they may even say to you, Wahhabi, how am I going to be Wahhabi if I say what Allah said? What Messenger Muhammad Sallam said? What the ulama of Ahl Sunnah, Imam Bukhari, rahimahullah, as we mentioned last night, Imam Bukhari, Sahib al-Sahih. The one who denies Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is above his throne, he says a kafir. How someone who believes what the ulama of Ahl Sunnah, Imam Shafi, Imam Bukhari, Imam Malik, and others believe, how is he going to be kafir? This is, it shows the importance of studying the aqidah, the creed, and taking it from those scholars who their imamah, their leadership in religion and righteousness is agreed upon, like Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, Imam Shafi'i, Imam Malik, and the like, Imam Bukhari, Imam Muslim. This is what they were upon. Imam Ibn Jarir al-Tabari, who wrote his book, the Sahib al-Tafsir. We ask Allah al-Kareem subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us good ending. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala Nabi Muhammad wa alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in.